I think it's fair for the crime that was committed because of the heinous way he did it and tried to hide it. It hurts my heart because, of course, he's my brother and I love him. And I wouldn't want harm to him. So obviously, you know, the death penalty was like totally against me because I'm not God. I don't get to choose who dies and who doesn't. So I think it's very fair. I'm glad that he won't get a chance to get out to do it to somebody else. That was my main concern. My daughter was really scared that was possibly an option. And now I get to go home and tell her that she gets to reassure her eyes that it's not going to happen, that he will stay in there forever. I know it's going to break her heart because that was her best friend, but I know she will be fine with it because she knows that he won't be out to hurt anybody else. So, I mean, I'm okay with the verdict. I knew that it was going to be life without her all from the first day, unfortunately.
Do you think the family is going to heal from this?
I think it'll take time, as it took time from the rest of my family when they passed. You know, when you lose somebody in such a horrible way as my mother did, I think it's going to take us some time to get us back together. But I think this could possibly bring my family back together, even though my family was torn apart. In December of 2005, because my grandparents passed away, they were the roots of the whole family. And when the roots die, the whole tree separates. So, and that's what's happened over the couple of years. But we're slowly, as you can see now, we're coming together as a family, and that's the number one thing I could ever ask for.